Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, you beautiful sunshine. Welcome to day 321 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I really try to make these episodes timeless so you can listen to them whenever you're in the process and want to go back and re-listen. You'll always get something new. But lately, I have been wanting to talk about New Year's resolutions. And since it is the new year, I figured, why the hell not? The beauty of a resolution is you can start at any time. You can start in the middle of your week. You can start in the middle of June. It really doesn't matter. If you want a fresh start, find a moment, pick it, and stick to it. The reason I do typically like New Year's as a fresh resolution point, though, is because there is a sense of community. It feels like I'm not starting my resolutions alone. And while a part of me really wants to do an extremely ranty anti-New Year's resolution episode, especially about diet culture, I want to stick with the more positive stuff. I want to stick with the way that we can kind of all unite so we can be working on our individual goals simultaneously. I want you to start thinking about who you want to be next year and what it will take to bridge that gap and get to that accomplishment by next year. Is it doable? If it is, set yourself up for success, schedule some checkpoints, and create an actual game plan for going into this so you can get shit done and not feel overwhelmed when it comes down to actually doing it. One of my personal favorite strategies for showing up for myself is making literal appointments with myself. I schedule meeting times with me. Almost all day, every day, I have meeting times with myself. Even if it's a day off, I will literally block that in my calendar to remind myself not to schedule other things. But this works in a lot of different ways. And the way that I'm using it for New Year's is, one, I am trying to save money, and two, I also wanted a gym membership, but to make sure that I would show up and actually commit. Because I know myself. I'll show up for 2 weeks and then I'll waste whatever my posit was and probably never go back. So instead, I decided to look up deals on local classes at various different places where I live. I wanted to know what type of gym I wanted to sign up for anyway, but I also figured these trial classes are usually really cheap. Almost immediately, I found a kickboxing package for a $20 special that included 5 introductory classes. I have 2 more of those, and when that runs out, I've already signed up for a local yoga studio, and they're offering an unlimited month of classes for $20. And I realized in doing this, I actually go to the classes because I've scheduled them in my phone, I've worked my schedule around them, and I look at it the night before to see what I have the next day, so that I'm already set up for going, no questions asked. And as a way to avoid having to buy gym memberships to force myself to work out or get movement in, I have decided I'm going to start planning meetings, appointments, and classes with myself for myself. And if I choose to treat it like a real class, one I've spent money on, one I can't miss, one I need to show up for without getting penalized, I will show up. I literally scheduled in a yoga class and I went out into my living room and I did it. But not only did I do it, I showed up on time, I had my water in hand so I didn't have to keep getting up like I normally do, and I treated it like a class. It was the wildest thing that I have never thought about doing that changed everything so easily. So if you're anything like me and have struggled to show up for yourself in the past, I promise you, if you start scheduling it like a real appointment and treating it like a real appointment and pretending like someone else will be there to hold you accountable, it will change your whole concept of it and the way that you show up for it. I even realized in doing this that I'm showing up in a better mood and with higher energy. Before, when it became yoga class was every single morning and I just kind of went out in my living room and did it, I was just going through the motions. But when I made it like an actual class and I picked out the video the night before, I really did come through with such a new form of excitement that typically I used to confuse for having nerves from being in a class. But I also realized in doing this practice that I don't have to feel the pressure of other people in the class. I don't have the nerves of them, but I still get that same rush of adrenaline and the same energy that I would get for showing up for a normal class. And I do this with my lunches now too, because I have been forgetting to eat lunch for a while. And I've started scheduling in lunch dates with alerts and calendar reminders. And because of that, I'm showing up for myself with better options because I don't want to be empty-handed. I'll meal prep the night before, or I don't want to have to scrounge and scramble between my meetings. I'll set something up for myself during breakfast. By doing this and making appointments for yourself like you would with anyone else, it makes it so much easier to start showing up for yourself in the way that you deserve to be shown up for. Because you do deserve someone that shows up. So start showing up.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.